It's just about 12 noon. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. And it's all music in the program today. We have first up the group from University of Illinois, Bossa Nuevo, which combines the ideas of bossa nova and tango nuevo. We'll hear all about that and hear them play live in our studio today. And then in the later portion of the show, we'll have Philip Yampolsky and Jason Finkelman of the Center for World Music at the University of Illinois about a concert they have this weekend. Stay with us on Live and Local. That was music by Jacob do Bandolim called Nuites Cariocas, which somebody here probably knows what that means.
It means karaoke nights, karaoke referring to someone who is from Rio de Janeiro.
Somebody from Rio de Janeiro, karaoke nights, as opposed to karaoke, which would be very different. And the person speaking was Holly Holmes. She is the vocalist for the group Bossa Nuevo, who are here in our studio here and on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're going to play some tunes for us. We had a couple of their members on, Kareem and George Turner. Kareem Yangsep and George Turner were on, several weeks ago, just talking about the group, who had an upcoming gig, and playing some recordings of people, of other people playing the sort of music that they like to play. In fact, some of the very tunes that they were going to be playing that particular week. And they have a gig tonight in Champaign at Campus Town at Zorba's restaurant on Green Street at 9:30. And so they were able to gather themselves together and come on in and actually play the exact tunes that they might be playing tonight with their own instruments and voice. So I'm very grateful I'm grateful to you for coming in today. There we go. I've got all my words right.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah. Kareem, for those who might not have been listening the last time you were on, tell us a little bit about the origins of Bossa Nuevo.
This group came together out of a necessity to hear this type of music in a live concert environment. As a music lover and concert goer, I always wanted to hear these tunes performed close to their authentic arrangements. And oftentimes you would hear some types of reincarnations of these tunes with lots of great parts omitted, and very rarely you hear them sang in Portuguese. So and that's how we kind of came together as
and you're all, I think, students of one kind or another in the jazz program at the University of Illinois, or in the case of Holly Holmes, the vocalist, in the ethnomusicology program.
That's correct.
Is that right? And the other members of the group, George Turner on guitar, and Mikael Templeton on flute and saxophone, tenor sax, that's the IC you had there. And Lara Driscoll is their keyboardist, and Kareem, who was just speaking, their bass player. And Cody Jensen is actually sitting in, I think, for the regular drummer, who is Matt Plascoda. And Cody has with him a couple of, what are those? Officially.
These are congas?
Those are congas.
Officially.
Okay. Officially. Well, I get mixed up, you know, for when there's a conga and when there's a conga-like thing that's mm-hmm. actually from Africa, and then you call it some other thing depending upon what size it is and so on. And I don't know all of those details. In any event, why don't we just launch into whatever your first tune is? You want to introduce that, somebody?
Sure. The first tune we'd like to play for you today is called Corcovado. And that is, recently, I think it was elected as one of the new seven wonders of the world. It's refers to a mountain in Rio de Janeiro, and its translation means hunchback, so it's describing the shape of the mountain. But the part on top of it that probably helped get it elected to one of the new Seven Wonders of the World is the statue of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. And it's one of the iconic images, I think, of Rio de Janeiro. He sort of stands out over the mountaintop, and oftentimes fog rolls in. There's lights that shine upon it, and it's just one of the most beautiful images in Rio. This song, Corcovado, talks about a person who has sort of lost all hope in life until finding the one that they love.
And who wrote the song?
The song is by Antonio Carlos Jobim.
We've heard of him.
We have.
Okay, Bossa Nuevo on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Chama.
a tune called Corcovado by Antonio Carlos Jobim, performed in our studio here on Live and Local by the group Bossa Nuevo, which is a combination of two different terms, which I'm going to ask about in just a moment. The vocalist for the group is Holly Holmes, singing in Portuguese almost exclusively, except for a couple of lines there. Holly, how did you learn Portuguese? Why do you know Portuguese?
Really, because I fell in love with the music. I had a great, great music teacher in high school who started up a jazz program, and I started off being a jazz singer, but I soon became very interested in a lot of the Brazilian recordings that he brought in. So at first, just because I loved the sounds, I tried to imitate as much as possible, but I had no idea what I was singing. And I think a lot of people get the impression that all Brazilian music is happy. And I loved the music so much that I started studying the language on my own and trying to pick apart what all these lyrics were talking about. And you soon find that, behind maybe the sort of ebullient, bouncing qualities of the music itself, there are a lot of deep messages that express a range of emotions. So for me, speaking the language fluently allowed me to delve deeper into the music itself.
So did you just decide to take classes in the language, or just sort of immerse yourself, or how did you go about it?
I invested in a couple of CD language programs that people often do, besides trying to just translate lyrics on my own. But in 2003, I was actually able to go on a tour in Brazil with an ensemble for about 10 days. And through that experience, I was able to line up a few places to return to the following year, and did an immersion Portuguese program actually in Salvador, Brazil, and then later in another city, Belo Horizonte.
How did you get the gig with the group that went down there?
It was an alumni group formed from my alma mater, Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I actually was not originally scheduled to be on the trip, but I heard that the group was going, and I thought, there's got to be some function I can fulfill on this trip so that I can get to Brazil. And so I spoke with the director, and I said, look, I've been studying a little Portuguese. Maybe I can do some translation. I'll carry instruments, whatever you need me to do to get down there. It was a wind band as well as a jazz ensemble. And she said, better yet, why don't you sing with the jazz ensemble? So worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
My evil plan worked out perfectly.
You don't look too diabolical.
I hope not.
But you could have been at the time. Holly, you're in the you're in the doctoral program in the ethnomusicology, well, the musicology department, but specializing in what area of ethno, I guess you could call it?
I study a variety of things. I'm really interested in how political situations can affect music. And in fact, my doctoral dissertation is going to investigate one of the groups of musicians that came out of a city where I was living that I told you about in 2004, Belo Horizonte. In the 60s, Milton Nascimento first started playing music in Belo Horizonte, and a lot of his music was affected by the military dictatorship that happened in 1964. So my dissertation is going to sort of explore this area. How did politics in the area affect his music? There was a lot of censorship, so that's one of the first things, but I think that has to translate into sounds of music as well. So,
Does anything about the music that you guys are doing fit into your focus there?
Yeah, we're not playing any songs by Milton Nascimento this evening, but there are a few other composers that had come about around the same time. One of those is Edu Lobo, and we're performing one of his two of his songs, actually, I believe, this evening. And mostly themes of resistance, but because so many of the lyrics were censored during that time, they had to find ways to craft lyrics that the censors would still pass them, but that spoke to the audience in a way where they knew it was a message of resistance.
So that's diabolical.
Yes.
Yeah, or at least sneaky.
Sneaky.
Holly Holmes with Bossa Nuevo. Before we hear the next tune, which we want to do pretty quickly, Kareem or anybody in the group, this term, your name, Bossa Nova, Bossa Nuevo, I just gave away part of it, is a combination of Bossa Nova and Tango Nuevo, which, you know, what does that mean? What do those two terms mean?
It comes out of my fascination with Argentinian tango composer Astor Piazzolla. And I think every bass player has some kind of affection to him for some reason, maybe because he always saw the bass as he always had a very special role for it in an ensemble situation. So part of the reasoning behind naming the group was our wish to also perform some Piazzolla material, not as extensively as maybe a Tango Nuevo group would do it, but definitely incorporate it into our repertoire and present the material from sort of different perspective, like Holly was saying, composers from Brazil and then some Piazzolla. And I just thought it was a very interesting combination.
Are we going to hear some Piazzolla today?
Tonight. Not right now.
Not now. Oh, man. No, that's fine. What are we going to hear next?
Laura, introduce.
We're going to hear another Jobim tune entitled Insensatez. And I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, Holly.
Insensatez, yeah, it was good.
So it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Bossa Nuevo performing here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And again, the name of that tune was, it was a Jobim tune.
Ah, insensatez.
And meaning?
How insensitive.
Oh, that's almost exactly what it sounded like. Bossa Nuevo is appearing here in part courtesy of support from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign, now with a new dinner menu, tapas served every evening until 2 a.m., along with lunch on Friday from 10:30 to 2:30 and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Information on menus, wine, and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com. Bossa Nuevo is going to be performing in Champaign tonight, University of Illinois campus town on Green Street at Zorba's. They start at 9:30, and we're glad they could come in and spin a few tunes live for us here in our studio on Live and Local. I was reading, as I often do, in advance of Live and Local programs, doing my excruciating research by going to Wikipedia, and just was curious what they would say about Bossa Nova in particular. These two tunes definitely that you just played come out of that tradition. They were talking a little bit about, whoever wrote this thing was talking about the instrumentation, and I noted that, at least according to this writer or writers, that the drums aren't essential to the sound, and yet that was one of the things you were most concerned to have, Kareem, when you came. But you know, if George wants to talk about it, that's fine.
The thing about the repertoire for this group is our ability to kind of touch upon several musical genres to come out of South America. So, for instance, when we do Piazzolla, we don't have a drummer. He rests, and it's just a quartet. And then on something like this, we're doing, for instance, the next composition that we're doing, Yuvim da Bahia. In a lot of modern interpretations, you would hear a very very modern take on these compositions, and that's another thing we wanted to address with this group, is not to just box in that music into, you know, strictly stereotypical view of bossa nova by the majority of people, but to show that there's a lot of very hip, modern things happening in South America right now, particularly including the instrumentation. And Holly might add something to that too.
Well, yeah, I would say for me, the characteristic instrument for bossa nova is the guitar. And most of the composers are often guitarists themselves, including the next song we're going to sing by João Gilberto, or performed commonly by João Gilberto, written by Gilberto Gil, the two Gilbertos. But both of them being guitarists, and actually both of them from the state of Bahia. But first and foremost for us, you know, we're all jazz musicians, so for us, I think the involvement of the drums just seems like a natural progression.
Well, it sounded, I mean, just Cody Jensen's on the congas there, and it sounded, I mean, it sounded like it would be wrong without it. It just fit in so naturally. And Cody's the interloper in this group, actually. You know, he's filling in at the last minute. We're glad you were able to do that. Are you also, you're a percussion performance major,
yeah,
or are you in the jazz program as well?
I play in the Latin jazz ensemble. I play congas and bongos and timbales, but yeah, I'm a percussion performance major.
So you've made a nice little, you slid in here very easily then.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah,
well, let's move on to the next tune. I'm looking at our clock here. We have coming up, by the way, I will have a short conversation with Philip Yampolsky and Jason Finkelman of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music, which is presenting its winter concert on Sunday. And we wanted to talk about that a little bit. We'll do that around 12:45 or so. It's Bossa Nuevo on Live and Local right now, however, live in our studio. And so we know the next tune was performed by João Gilberto and composed by Gilberto Gil, in Portuguese.
Yes.
But the name of the tune is?
Eu vim da Bahia. It means I came from Bahia. And in fact, Gilberto Gil is from Bahia. And this song talks about just a pride of place, basically. It talks about the beauty of the area. Has my earth, my sky, my sea. It's Bahia that lets me do what I want to do. Eu vim da Bahia.
Tem na Bahia.
Music by Gilberto Gil, Brazilian composer, played here by Bossa Nuevo in our studios on Live and Local. And the name of that tune, again, Holly Holmes.
Eu vim da Bahia.
And we've got one more I know that they brought with them, and we will get to that in just a moment. Coming up after our next piece will be a conversation with Philip Yampolsky and Jason Templeman of I'm getting his name wrong all of a sudden. Finkelman, sorry. You're Templeton. We have Mikael Templeton on the sax and flute in Bossa Nuevo. Jason Finkelman with the Center for World Music about a concert they're giving on Sunday. Bossa Nuevo will be performing tonight at 9:30 at Zorba's in Champaign on Green Street. Here are some of the other performances that you can go see and hear. At the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana tonight at 7:30. It's the University of Illinois Symphonic Band 2 and Concert Band 1. And also at 7:30 at the Krannert Center, the UI Jazz Trombone Ensemble. Love Song is a play at the Station Theater in Urbana, put on by the Celebration Company. Performances open tonight at 8 o'clock and continue Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and next week. And then on one of our programs next week, we'll in fact have a couple of people, including the director involved with that show, on the program. Some student one-act plays are going to be put on by the Eastern Illinois University Theater Department in Charleston tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 7 o'clock. The Illinois Chamber Orchestra is performing tomorrow night at 7:30 in Springfield at St. Agnes Church, and then repeating that concert Saturday at 7:30 at Second Presbyterian Church of Bloomington. Champaign-Urbana Ballet and Sinfonia da Camera presenting The Nutcracker at the Krannert Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Brian Choban, hoping I'm saying his name right, jazz quintet, will be at the Eaton Gallery in Bloomington tomorrow night from 5 to 8. The Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra is performing at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night at 7:30. Parkland College Theater, in collaboration with Bah Humbug Productions, present Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol starting tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and those run for the next couple of weeks. And finally, we will leave it at this. The St. Thomas More High School Madrigals are giving their Madrigal Dinner Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock Friday, and I think there are two of them also 7 o'clock on Saturday. And one more, the Manhattan Piano Trio, University of Illinois faculty classical trio, performing tomorrow night at 5:30 at Smith Recital Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. One more tune from Bossa Nuevo. What shall it be?
Chega de saudade.
And easy for you to say.
It means I've had enough of this longing.
By?
Antonio Carlos Jobim and lyrics by Vinicius de Moraes.
Bossa Nuevo, live on Live and Local.
One, two, three, four.
Chega de saudade.
Chega de saudade.
How was that?
All
right.
I'm
just, I can see George Turner's music over here. Music by, I forgot the answer to that one. Oh, that was also Jobim.
Exactly. Antonio Carlos Jobim or Tom Jobim.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what his friends call him.
Oh, I didn't know that. How about that? I've learned something, at least one thing today on the program. Bossa Nuevo played that tune and has been my guest in this portion of Live and Local on FM 90.9. They are vocalist Holly Holmes, flutist and saxophonist Mikael Templeton, guitarist George Turner, pianist Laura Driscoll, and bassist Kareem Yangsep. Regular percussionist is Matt Pluskota. Sitting in for Matt was Cody Jensen. And we thank you all very much for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
And they are performing live tonight at Zorba's in Champaign on Green Street. They start at 9:30, and you go until
12:30.
Oh, for three whole hours to the not even quite wee hours. Coming up, conversation about Sundays. Concert by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. The Andreas Kapsalis Goran Ivanovich guitar duo. They're based in Chicago and combine the traditions of Greece. And I think that Ivanovich is Croatian, but if he's listening to this and isn't, I'm probably going to be shot. But in any event, that's who you're hearing on Live and Local. And that's a little transition to our next guests, who are Philip Yampolsky, who is director of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois, based at the School of Music, and Jason Finkelman, who was my contact through the Sudden Sound series at the Krannert Art Museum. And what is your other affiliation with the Brown Center? Remind me.
I'm the communications manager.
And hence, you communicated this to me.
That's right.
And what he communicated is that the winter concert by the Center for World Music is this coming Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4:30. There's actually two events, a children's event at 2 o'clock and some university ensembles at 3 o'clock. The concert is at the Levis Faculty Center on the third floor on the U of I campus in Urbana. That's at 919 West Illinois Street. And best of all, the mission is free, and there's quite a number of performers involved there. Since we're on pretty limited time before we have to go to the news in about 10 minutes, let me just ask Philip Yampolsky very briefly to tell us about the Center for World Music. What is its mission here at the university?
Well, we've been here now for over 2 years, and we teach classes at the university using artists whom we've invited to teach for us. We have an artist from Guinea, a wonderful drummer from Guinea, Musa Bulukara Konde. We have a wonderful teacher and composer and performer from Bali, Ikutut Gede Asnawa. We have a graduate student who is a graduate of the Chinese Music Conservatory in Beijing. That's Priscilla Tse. And she teaches the Chinese music ensemble. And we also have a tabla player, but he's back in India right now, performing for the concert season in Calcutta. So those three ensembles that I just mentioned, the Balinese Gamelan, the Mande percussion ensemble, and the Chinese Silk and Bamboo ensemble, are our regular ensembles for last year and this year, and we hope next year.
And they're all performing at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
They're all performing, well, not on top of each other, but starting at three o'clock is the Bali group, then the Chinese group, and then, as a rousing send-off, the Mande percussion group. In addition to running those ensembles and the classes associated with them, we also send our teachers as much as we can out into the public schools. So both our Balinese teacher, Asnawa, and our Guinean teacher, Bulukada, have been teaching this whole semester in the Champaign Public Schools. And that's part of what our children's event is. The African ensemble, the world music ensemble of the Southside Elementary School, which is directed by a teacher there, Carinza Moline, they will perform. Bulukada has been guest teaching there all this semester. Asnawa has been teaching at Bottenfield School, and they would perform, except that they've got some school-wide event going on that was scheduled before we scheduled our concert. So they'll be in our spring concert. Every year we want to do two concerts, a bigger one in the spring, a smaller one in the winter. And now that we've started with the schools, we want to have a children's event each time. One more thing that's happening in our children's event on Sunday is a guest group, which we also like to do. We like to invite guest groups from the community. The children of the Cordão de Ouro Capoeira Academy in Champaign will be performing for us in the children's event at 2 o'clock.
That's a word I've seen a number of times, but I really have no idea what it is, capoeira.
Ah, let Jason answer that. He plays berimbau.
Capoeira is an Afro-Brazilian martial art that was disguised as a dance. During slavery, African slaves developed capoeira in undercover to gain freedom and to keep their freedoms. In the mid-20th century, capoeira was put into a system such as in the same way that Asian martial arts were. So Maestre Bimba is the figurehead to have established this cord system and a training system for capoeira. Cordão de Ouro is a school that is run out of São Paulo by Maestre Susuna, and we're very lucky to have Contra Maestre Dennis Chiaramonte here, to teach not only at the university but in the community, and he's affiliated with the dance program, and he has an academy that's on Springfield, just east of
Neil.
So that's where his academy is, and they train children through adults, and they have classes every night, and they have a roda, which is an open capoeira circle that everybody plays in on the weekends as well. And it's a real great honor to have him in our community.
So that'll be one of the ensembles represented in the children's event at 2 o'clock on Sunday
that's
afternoon.
That's right.
May I put in a plug for something else? Jason mentioned dance. Next semester, we have a George A. Miller visiting artist coming to the Center for World Music and the Department of Dance. This is Alseni Suma, who is a Mande dancer whom Bulukada Konde picked as the person that he would like to work with to prepare a dance concert in the spring. April 7th is that concert, a Mande drumming and dance concert. And Alseni Suma will be offering a dance class in the dance department, and we hope also a community class as part of the Center for World Music.
Through the Champaign Park District.
I don't
through,
know.
Through the Center for, well, whoever.
The Center for World Music, yeah.
Through the Center for World Music. Yeah. Philip, you brought along a sample of some music, which is going, what are we going to hear?
This is our Balinese Gamelan. Some of the players in this recording will be playing on Sunday. Some of the others have graduated and gone on. This is from our performance in Bali in June 2008. Our Balinese gamelan went there and performed.
And you're hearing them live and local on FM 90.9. That's just a short sampling of what was really a much longer number of the Balinese gamelan ensemble of the University of Illinois performing in Bali, I think you said. And Philip Pimpolsky with us. He is a director of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the School of Music at the U of I, and Jason Finkelman, their communications director, to talk about their concert on the winter concert on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4:30 at the Levis Faculty Center on the U of I campus in Urbana. The children's event starts at 2. The university ensembles start at 3. And in about 10 seconds, what were those instruments that we were hearing?
That was a Balinese gamelan, one of the big bronze orchestras of keyed instruments plus gongs and drums.
So a lot of sort of bell-like instruments as well.
They're the slabs and then the gongs, as I say.
One of these days I'm going to have to look at one, or maybe we'll have to, I don't know if we can bring it in here. But
I've got an idea. You could come to our concert.
We could come to the concert, exactly, and get very up close. And you could, too. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9 on tomorrow's program. The Barrington Coleman Trio with Barrington's 16-year-old son, Crofton, as vocalist, and Richard Rossi talking about Eastern Illinois University's performance of Messiah this weekend. Support for our program today on FM 90.9 comes from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, and they invite you to visit their Promenade gift shop for unique gift ideas. More information on upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com. This is WYLL, FM and HD Urbana. We are the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.